Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the Service Master by Cornerstone phone line, it is Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Our Lips Are Sealed by the Go-Go's. Guitarist and co-songwriter on that song, Jane Wheedland, born on this day. I don't remember what year. She's 64 years old today.
I always wonder when the songs start playing. Like, I was trying to thinking if it was thematic or birthday oriented. And so I was trying to think, who isn't talking now? Oh my goodness, there seems to be a train.
Chris, yeah, I'm trying to find somewhere quiet. I'm struggling with that.
That's all right. Have you ever lived in another city that is beset by trains as Memphis, Tennessee?
I have not. No.
What was it like in Arkansas? The same trains had to go through Arkansas, right?
Yeah, I mean, I lived in small towns when I was a right. kid, so I wasn't like wasn't a lot of time on the phone, like talking to people.
Right, exactly.
I didn't have a phone.
All right. You seemed to clear your decks yesterday from your Twitter account. From what I can tell, you cleared your decks and did some family stuff, and were prepared to sit down to watch the gripping conclusion of the Heat Celtics game last night, which turned out to be not gripping. Is that how it unfolded?
Yeah, I mean, we had dinner, and I sit down to watch something with my wife, watch the show, you know, and then
right.
she tends to go to bed to read at like 8:30 or whatever, so I was going to watch the second half of the game, and it was pretty much over by then.
It's interesting. Jeffrey said, as much as we love the new NBA, right, the new parody the NBA that seems all these teams have a chance, are we now that we are at the into the Final Four, as it were, are we now going to miss LeBron and KD and super teams, or is it's just a product of the games have sucked? I do wonder if I love parody, but does the TV love parody?
Well, I think TV likes close games, and so it's one thing to have parody in terms of lots of teams having a chance.
Right.
But when the games are blowouts, right. it's not like they're all blowouts in the same direction, right? It's like alternating blowouts, at least, you know, to some degree. And so, like, if all the players were healthy and the games were close, I think it'd be great. And I wouldn't care that, like, you know, right. the players that I'm watching in the games aren't also on the commercials, you know.
Is it just happenstance that we're getting blowouts? Because, as you point out, it's not like they go – same team can be blown out one day and be the blower out or the other day.
I think it's mostly happenstance, but I also think, and I haven't looked closely at these specific games, but I think three-point shooting
right.
tends to lead to fluctuation more, you know?
Right. And last night, just for example, on the three-point shooting front, the Celtics were 9 of 11 in the first quarter, and they were 20 of 40 overall. Well, yeah, that is going to produce a blowout. So right now, if you were to tell me who you think the likelihood of these four teams emerging as NBA champion. Chris.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, the likelihood of these four teams being NBA champion. Who do you like?
I think that the problem with, like, the odd stuff is, like, you know, Golden State, I think, has to be the favorite just because they are a better favorite to win the current series.
Right.
I think whoever wins the East, I think, has a very good chance to beat Golden State. I would favor whoever comes out of the East, But I have to put odds on specific teams. You sort of have to favor Golden State because I think the odds to me are so close on Miami versus, you know, Boston. So if I have to pick one team, I'm picking Golden State. If I pick Western champion or Eastern champion, I'll pick Eastern champion.
I see. Okay. If you had to pick Boston or Miami now that they're tied at one.
I think Boston down the stretch was the better team. Miami's the higher seed, but Boston was the better team post All-Star break. And if Boston's going to be fully healthy, if they're going to, you know, with Smart and Horford back, that they're intact. Miami not intact without Kyle Lowry.
Right.
So I think Boston more intact and Boston the better team after the All-Star break. And so I guess I would lean Boston.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get better games going forward. Okay. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about is we've talked about the draft sort of loosely. We talked about the draft loosely. We talked about Dylan Brooks and trades and whatever else. Assuming that Tyus Jones leaves and assuming that Kyle Anderson leaves, when you are the Grizzlies, what are the, beyond another star, right? What are their needs as a team generally, and how would you rank them? Like if you're the GM, what are you saying? We need more. We need obviously a perimeter guy who can shoot and guard. Everybody needs that. That's one. But what else? What is on the menu? If those two leave, what's on the menu of things you want to get or accomplish?
Well, I think that broadly speaking, the Grizzlies need to be a better half court offensive team. And the question is, does that come from internal improvement? Does that come from additions to the team? I think it could be some of both. You know, are you actually going to be able to find a second shot creator? Like, be a trade or free agency? If so, great. If not, you're really looking for Jaren Jackson to improve and other guys to improve in that area. But I think you're looking for someone, you know, in terms of additions, if you're thinking about additions for next season,
yeah,
which is different from the draft, if you can find someone who will play in your rotation, who will boost your shot creation and half-court offense, then it doesn't particularly matter if it has to be a certain position, like you have enough maneuverability. That could be a backup point guard who is more of a combo guard, plays with Ja Moore, has more offensive punch. It could be that. It could be someone who's more of a 3-4 combo forward who replaces the Kyle Anderson role, but is more of an offensive player there. I think you need more scoring punch in your half-court offense, and that could come from different positions, but I think that's the thing they need most.
If Steven Adams is back, and if Brandon Clark, I presume he's going to be back, is there really much room for more at the 4-5, or are they basically set there, except for at the margins?
No, and I don't think there's a lot of room at the 4-5. I'm talking in terms of replacing Kyle Anderson. I'm talking about the 4-3, right? More that sort of combo forward than a combo big. But in terms of like where your center minutes are getting soaked up, I think that's all getting soaked up by Steven Adams and Jaren Jackson Jr. And if you want to go really small, it's soaked up by Brandon Clark. And you still got Xavier Tillman, who's basically a center. And so, yeah, I think you could take a true big with the idea that you're developing him to replace Steven Adams eventually. But in terms of next season's roster, unless one of those guys is gone, all those minutes are soaked up.
Right. All the minutes at the 5 certainly are soaked up, and basically the 4 are pretty much soaked up for next year. But that would not mean you would be averse to, in terms of the district, let's say you exercise both first-round picks, you'd be perfectly happy to take a big for developmental. I mean, you also got Aldama, like whatever he is, you know?
Yeah. No, I think... Again, at 22 and 29, you're not thinking about how does this player fit in the rotation next year, because that player's not in your rotation next year, more than likely. Most players are not going to be Desmond Bane picked that late. They're more likely to be Santi Aldama. And so that's about talent development, talent acquisition and development with those picks more than anything else.
I've seen Anthony Sain say he doesn't mind if Tyus leaves and on Twitter and wants a bigger point guard anyway. Like it seemed to be the idea. Let's get a bigger point guard, which is sort of what you just talked about, who can play with Ja.
Yeah.
Would you be averse to getting forget Kennedy Chandler and his local connections, but do you not want a 6'1 backup point guard?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't have hard, fast rules on any of this stuff. I think that's dumb. I generally agree with Anthony on that. broadly speaking. That said, if Tyus Jones wants to come back for $8 million, like, I'm bringing back Tyus Jones. But broadly speaking, yeah, I agree with him. My general preference is a point guard who is bigger, who can play with Ja more comfortably. That would be, and who's more of a scorer. That would generally be my preference.
And then finally, one thing that was talked about at the press conference that has not much been. It is interesting that they talk about the organization and how it's so much a credit to the organization of what they accomplished. And at some point, I think it was Zach Kleiman started naming all of these people who could be in line for GM jobs or assistant GM jobs or whatever else.
I thought that was interesting that they don't really talk. There's a lot of names that don't get mentioned a lot.
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting.
I thought it was really interesting. Well, and I guess two things about it. Like, so what's interesting partly is they're sort of pushing them and trying to give them credit while they literally and never make them available to get any publicity to get credit. But that does not mean that internally and around the league they are not getting credit, and the people, whatever, you know, where whoever's looking for new management, that those people don't understand the job that X and such does at Memphis. Do you think we're going to be getting, like, do you think that they're going to be getting rated or picked off? You know, like, yeah.
I mean, it happened like 2 weeks ago in a small way. I mean, a guy who
we literally have never heard of. Yeah,
I only know it's a name in a book, you know, in a media guide or whatever. A guy named Steve Senior, who was some type of like secondary executive for the Grizzlies, got hired to a higher assistant GME kind of job, player development job in Minnesota. So that actually happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I do wonder. It'll be interesting because obviously it's considered a respected organization now, and so you wonder who's going to get picked off. And then finally, all rookie team yesterday was announced. Scotty Barnes, Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Franz Wagner, and Jalen Green. Do you concur?
I do not. Josh Giddey to me above Jalen Green. It was Barnes, Cunningham, Mobley, Green, and who was? Oh no,
so it was.
So to me, Josh Giddey. I know that Jalen Green had a better scoring average and ended up playing more games. But Josh Giddey was a much better player last season than Jalen Green, and Josh Giddey should have been first team.
But isn't that purely because Oklahoma City buried him, like, in the end? Like, they were tanking.
Did he not have a real injury? I don't know.
The second team, he was a second team. So it was Herb Jones, Josh Giddey, Bones Highland, Ayo Dosunmu, and Chris Duarte. Any of those guys make you regret the Grizzlies picks? Those were that was the second team.
Oh, no, that's not the question I thought you were going to ask, but I would say no to that. I would say, you know, Duarte is already like 24, 25 years old, and Dosunmu is a little bit older and I think doesn't have as much upside. Bones Highland's kind of interesting, but I wouldn't take any of those three over Zaire Williams going forward now.
Right. I mean, you could make an argument. Some of them were probably taken behind. Some of them were.
Herb Jones is a different question.
Right.
To me, that's a tough call, Herb Jones versus Zaire Williams. Because, I guess Zaire has more upside, but Herb Jones is, like, really, really good right now. Like, really good. And so, I don't know. To me, that's a tougher call.
All right. Thank you, Chris. We'll let you go cope with the trains and the wind and all of that. We appreciate it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.